This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Does your faith waver at times in the face of some of the questions God asks you? Ezekiel was shown a valley full of very dry bones in Ezekiel 37, 1 through 14. Then he was asked by God, "Can these bones live?" Human reason would say, "No, they're dead, dry bones." But the very fact that God asks implies the possibility that they can live. The prophet Ezekiel was wise in answering, "O sovereign Lord, you alone know." God didn't let him off the hook, though. He told him to prophesy to these dry bones. That would seem dumb, right? Bones don't hear. But when you obey God, he can make any kind of bones not only hear, but respond. When Ezekiel prophesied, the bones started coming together. Then sinews were added to the bones. Finally, flesh was added, and they were bodies. The prophet was amazed. Then God told him to prophesy to the breath. He did, and the bones came to life. Obedience against all odds is a step of faith which God will honor. God can do the impossible. Nothing is impossible with him. When he asks you to do something, even if it doesn't make sense, obey. What you find in this portion of Scripture is that we are to trust God. We are to obey him, and as we do, anticipate a response. We are to anticipate that God will do what he promises to do. But if you have a hard time with faith and anticipation, obey anyway. You will find that that in itself is an act of faith that God will honor. When God asks you to do something today, do it and trust God to fulfill his purpose and plan through you.